Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Well, let's talk about another major decision that the president made in just the past 24 hours, his executive order on health care, and the announcement last night that his administration would end the Affordable Care Act's cost-sharing reduction payments. Now, these are the subsidies provided to insurers through Obamacare that reduce premiums for lower-income Americans. And just this afternoon, the president dismissed the notion that his decision could make health care more expensive for consumers.
The CSR payments, if you take a look at CSR payments, that money is going to insurance companies to prop up insurance companies. That money is going to insurance companies to lift up their stock price, and that's not what I'm about. Take a look at who those insurance companies support, and I guarantee you one thing, it's not Donald Trump.
Well, let's get some reaction from John Kingsdale, associate professor of practice at the BU School of Public Health. He's also the first director, so formerly, of the Massachusetts Health Connector. Welcome back to the show, Professor Kingsdale.
Nice to be here, Magna.
So Massachusetts expected a total of $146 million in payments in these cost-sharing subsidies next year, and some 80,000 people may rely on it. So what's the impact if these subsidies do end?
Well, the impact is going to be for those who would have been the beneficiaries of the so-called cost-sharing reductions going to their health plans, they'll still get those additional benefits. The health plans are required to provide those. The health plans will not be paid for providing those. So it's like the equivalent of an unfunded mandate on the health plans.
So then does the president have a point that the plans were mainly benefiting the insurers? You know, that's what he was saying in that clip we just played.
Well, not really. In effect, it's a convoluted system, but the government has contracted with these health plans to provide a level of benefits, part of which are paid for by the cost-sharing reductions. They now take away the cost-sharing reductions. The health plans have to continue to provide the same level of benefits. They're just not getting any premium dollars to help pay for that.
So this is why people are saying that one of the outcomes could be higher premiums then.
Exactly. So what the health plans will do is to increase their premiums. Now, this is only one level of health plan. It's called silver plans. They'll increase the premiums sufficiently to actually pay for those additional benefits that they're already on the hook for.
Hmm. Now, I mean, I'm seeing reporting that said mid-level plans on the connector, rates for them were expected to rise some 8.7% on average. But without the subsidies, the rates could soar by something like 24%?
That's right. I think there's about an additional 16% that's projected to be the premium equivalent of the federal government having taken away this subsidy. And just to put that in perspective for the skeptics who might be inclined to accept President Trump's characterization of it, first of all, almost none of the health plans here in Massachusetts are for-profit, so in terms of where that money goes. And secondly, they typically operate with a surplus or margin of about 2%. So the 16% takeaway is not lining the pockets. It's not coming out of the 2%.
Now, we should note that just today in a federal court in the Northern District of California, a multi-state lawsuit was filed, led by California, New York, and Massachusetts as well. I mean, Attorney General Maura Healey has called the president's move, in her words, disconnected from reality. But this lawsuit has been filed in opposition of the president's move about those cost-sharing subsidies. And we've got some tape here from New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, and he called the president's move irresponsible.
His effort to gut these subsidies with no warning or even a plan to contain the fallout is breathtakingly reckless. He has failed twice in efforts to legislatively repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act. This is an effort simply to blow up the system.
Now, John Kingsdale, react to that last thing that Eric Schneiderman said, because a lot of people have been saying that this is part of what's being called in Washington now this synthetic repeal, that it's actions like this by the president that could fundamentally and permanently destabilize the Obamacare markets.
Oh, absolutely. And it's really more of a long term than an immediate problem. I think the carriers will somehow adjust to this, at least here in Massachusetts, because state government is supportive and understands their predicament and will. And in fact, the federal government's going to end up paying more as a result of this one subsidy going away in terms of the other subsidy which they provide, which are premium tax credits. So the premiums will go up. The subsidies from the federal government to the to those who qualify will go up. Some people will actually get a better deal than they had before. Those who don't get premium tax credits, they will see their rates go up without any subsidy. So the impact is differential by enrollee.
Right.
But the big impact, the long-term impact, is to throw a grenade in, just I think like he's doing with Iran, and say, you all better go fix the mess I've made.
Mm. So a destabilizing effect there. But, I mean, in his executive order, he also talked about, you know, dropping state lines in terms of being able to buy insurance across state lines. And then there's the small group association insurance plans, et cetera, et cetera. Could those ideas ostensibly offset the impact of the cost-sharing subsidies going away?
No. The Republicans actually do have some good ideas that surfaced in some of the congressional bills to reduce the cost, the premium levels for everyone on the individual exchange. But none of the ideas he's throwing out are going to have that impact. There, to quote my colleague at BU, Austin Frank, you know, selling insurance across state lines sounds like a good idea to anybody who doesn't know anything about health insurance.
Yeah, and it's also never happened.
Right.
even in states where the opportunity has been there. Well, John Kingsdale, professor at Boston University School of Public Health and the first director of the Massachusetts Health Connector, thank you as always for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.